This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his remarks to Bob Woodward, in which he acknowledges publicly downplaying the coronavirus threat. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat to avoid causing panic.
There was no lie here.
And that his actions to stop the virus's spread show he took it seriously.
That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying people are going to die, people are going to die. No. No.
Still, Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say his public downplaying revealed a president unconcerned with saving American lives.
Showed his contempt. Contempt for the American people and their health.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the president
Trump
tried
to tell a suburban Detroit crowd that Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward's book, questioning his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, raises undue alarm.
This whack job that wrote the book, he said, well, Trump knew a little bit. They wanted me to come out and scream, people are dying.
In Woodward's recorded interviews with Trump, the president admitted to knowing the deadly threat posed by the virus and still opted to publicly ignore that threat. Trump also accused his Democratic rival of spreading rumors.
Joe Biden is once again hurting innocent people with his dangerous anti-vaccine conspiracy theories.
Recently, Biden said even if it cost him the election, he would agree to be vaccinated with a safe and effective vaccine. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, globally, there are more than 907,000 deaths from COVID-19, and there are more than 28 million confirmed infections worldwide. The United States remains at the top at both the number of infections and the number of deaths. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.